Thanks for Tourneur's Data Mines. We have the kit for Apocalypse, but remember, it's probably all subject to change. We'll cover this and more in the UK's number one Marvel Strike Force podcast, the MSF Pod. Greetings, Commanders. Welcome to episode 95 of the UK's number one podcast on Marvel Strike Force, the MSF Pod. This podcast covers everything that's happening in the world of Marvel Strike Force, which is a mobile hero collector game available wherever you play mobile games. We are the lads from 4Play Gaming. Check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/4playuk. And don't forget to follow, subscribe, and tell all of your alliance mates about us if you enjoy this podcast. And a massive thank you to you for your support. Introducing the crew today, we have the Kitman and resident expert on all things Marvel, Diggs. How you doing, mate?
I'm all right, mate. You good?
Yeah, all good, mate. All good. All right, man. So first and foremost, did you get any good upgrades this week, Red Stars, and what have you been working on team-wise?
I've got absolutely nothing in terms of decent pulls. I opened 10 or so basic orbs for Agent Venom and got nothing standard. But I really like Agent Venom, so I started going through the Elite Fours, and I had to get 4 red from an Elite Four, but that was it. And I was like, that'll do for now. I'll take that.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly the same as I did, pretty much.
Yeah. I've got barely anything on the other lot for that team, and my web warriors are still doing the job what I need them to do, so not too fussed. And I haven't really been working on anyone, to be honest. I've been a bit of Marvel Horde Force at the minute. I'm just I'm slowly leveling up people to gear tier 17 as and when I can for the Path to Apocalypse sagas.
Sure.
But I've literally done Morgan, and I'm one piece away from doing Doctor Strange Heartless, and that's it. Takes forever.
Yeah,
that's
about
it for me.
Cool, man. Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, for me, pretty much the same. I went through 10 basics. I did 5 4-star elites. The third 5 I got was Agent Venom, so I got him at 5 stars. It was literally the first time I saw him. I was like, is he even in the orbs? You know what I mean? I was getting really stressed about it. And then, I mean, the only highlight from all those pulls was a 6-star Ironheart, so fingers crossed for a rework for those guys at some point.
I mean, when Armor Wars comes out, they'll probably do an Armor Wars team. Maybe she'll slot into that somewhere.
Yeah, fingers crossed, mate. Yeah. Right. Okay. So, what happened in MSF this week? So, I'm not going to bury the lead. We can get straight into it. Obviously, you can see if you're watching this. So basically, the content creator Tourneur datamined the next characters coming to Marvel Strike Force. And the one that we're all interested in and have been talking about for what feels like the last 50 years, Apocalypse's kit is out in the game or within the JSON files, whatever you want to call it, all the technical stuff I don't understand. I'm not smart enough. So before we go any further, all credit to Tourneur on this. There's going to be a link to the description to his video in the description. So go over and check out the rest of it, because there are also new characters coming to Marvel Strike Force that I'm not going to cover here, that you can go watch on the video. There we go. Make sense?
Yep.
Sweet. So yeah, YouTube, it's youtube.com/Tourneur, but go check him out. And there's a link in the description if you want to watch that video. But we are now going to go into the Apocalypse kit. I'm sure you're very excited, Diggs, because I know for a fact you haven't seen it. So let's go.
Very excited. So starting with the passive, it hasn't got a name as yet, which is interesting, or certainly on this video, but to run through it. So this character cannot be revived. Interesting. On spawn, gain immunity. Enemies cannot gain immunity before this character's turn. That's wicked. Love that. Gain 50% max health. Gain 10% focus per horseman, tech, and mutant ally. And gain 40% counter chance and an additional 15% per villain ally. And then when this character is stunned, clear heal block, heal self for 20% of maximum health. Horseman allies and self are immune to speed modifiers besides slow and speed up.
What do you think about that so far?
That's a good place to start. The 40% counter chance and 15% per villain ally. So he's going to counter every attack when he's in a full villain team. Safe.
So where do you want to start after the passive?
So we go to the basic, shall we?
Cool.
So basic, gain offense up and speed up for one turn. Heal self for 5% max health. And attack primary target for 400% damage and 100% drain. And this attack cannot be blocked and is unavoidable. That's wicked.
It gets better.
I'm sure it does.
Do you want the special next?
Yes, please. So special 6/6, by the looks of it. Attack primary and adjacent allies for 350% piercing. If target has defense up, attack again for 100 for 350% piercing. Gain 100% drain for this attack. Apply one ability block to the primary target up to a maximum of two. Redistribute your total squad health evenly. Nice. Clear all negative effects from self and horseman allies and two allies with the highest damage. Apply one defense up to a maximum of two. Immunity and safeguard to self and a horseman allies and two allies with the highest damage. Wow. That's pretty special.
So ultimate.
So ultimate three, eight, eight, sorry, 8/10 by the looks of it. Clear barrier from all enemies. Attack all enemies for 500% damage and 100% drain. Crossed. Flip two defense up and two other positive effects on each enemy. Apply trauma for one turn to each enemy. Gain empower and grant all horsemen allies 60% speed bar. This attack cannot be blocked, countered, and is unavoidable. So what's empower do? And I saw one of the screenshot there. Okay, so basic empowered steals 60% of the target's max health. This attack ignores death proof, is unavoidable, and cannot be blocked, and then removing power.
You're basically just going to absolutely nuke someone for all their
Yeah.
health.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty crazy kit.
It's pretty good. It's pretty tasty.
And that's, I mean, that's it, man. That's what we've got. So what are your thoughts on the apocalypse kit? Obviously it's subject to change, and all of that.
Yeah, it looks really good. I'll be interested to see like how he fares in a full horseman team. Like to me, it just seems like that team's going to be the meta for like as soon as it's released, it's going to be crushing people everywhere.
Yeah.
Because all the horsemen seem pretty OP, and then you throw him in the mix. I'm sure his stats are ridiculously high, or they better be.
Yeah. Oh, there must be. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, he looks tasty, mate. I'm excited.
Yeah. Good. The ultimate where is it? Where like he does his ultimate, and then everyone gets speed bar
Yeah.
to do whatever, probably their ultimates. And then he comes in, and then if there's anyone left, he's just going to nuke them for 60%. It's ridiculous. Yeah, and obviously there's all these extra things that the horsemen do to speed up the team and all of that. So yeah, bananas.
Love it.
Yeah, right. Okay. Let's. So yeah, obviously it's all subject to change. We'll have to see what happens in the future. So let's move on back into sort of the normal side of what we do in the pod. So US agents event, old Harry Kane in the Captain America costume. How are you getting on with that?
Yeah, not too bad. I haven't been going mad on it, to be fair, but some of it will look. There's a couple of milestones on the go for this, isn't there? So
Yeah.
there's the month I won Super Patriot. I'm on milestone 33. The Warzone one that's on for another couple of days, where you get the boots. I'm on milestone 27, and I think I've already got the boots. I think, yeah, looks like I've already got the boots, which is good. And then the Reign of Fortune one, it's on a milestone 14 a minute. So I haven't been spending cores really.
Yeah. The so while we've got it up here, obviously, so last week the blog post dropped, normal time and all of that. No problem there. But then following that, on January 10th, they announced the Raid of Fortune event. So obviously on that Sunday, everyone's raid progress reset. So you get all of the raid tickets, don't you? For doing all of your raids and stuff. And then 2 days after the blog post, they then announced Raid of Fortune. So obviously the majority of players have probably collected all of that and all of that. So yeah, not great. My advice to people from now on, I mean, I'm a lunatic hoarder anyway. And I hold the Raid of Fortunes, sorry, I hold the raid milestones for as long as possible and then collect them. So I'm a little bit ahead in this, but I'm convinced this isn't a mistake. This is the second time they've done this where they just announce it late.
No, yeah, that's definitely not a mistake. They want to avoid people doing exactly that. They want to avoid people hoarding everything and then just collecting a big bulk load of rewards and climbing up the leaderboards.
Which is sad. And like, like, where's the integrity in this? You know what I mean? It's just like, if you don't want people hoarding, just change the timers and everything to a day. I mean, I can't believe someone hasn't thought of this already. But like,
Yeah, well, just don't make it a collectible thing that the players collect. Just stick it into their, do you know what I mean? Just stick it into their funds. Like, do you know what I mean? Rather than going in and having the press collect on the milestone, just make it so that once you hit that milestone, you automatically get those currencies, and then nobody can hoard anything then. That's what you want.
Yeah, it's just weird. I don't like this. I don't like this sort of keeping players, Yeah, I don't know. Just it just feels dirty. That's basically all I've got to say about
Yeah.
that. Right. Okay. Also, good news if you're interested in building the Rebirth team. There's been some improvements to them. Do you want to cover this, mate?
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll blast through it quickly. So, Captain America, they've increased his health by 11% and his damage by 17. Agent Venom, they increased the piercing on each of his special attacks from 100 to 250, and increased the piercing on his ultimate from 250 to 320, and then reduced the cost of his ultimate from 6 down to 4. I can't recall what his kit was, but I remember reading it and thinking it looked okay. So if they've increased the damage that much, they must have been testing it or player feedback or whatever and realized that he's underpowered, because 100 to 250, like that's a big leap. That's a big increase. So they must not have been doing what they needed that team to be doing.
I mean, I think from what I understand from the kits, it's a lot of sustain, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then not that much damage.
Yeah.
So, this hopefully gets it done.
Nice. And then, yeah, Captain Carter, they increased the heal on their special from 10 to 20%, and the heal on our ultimate from 20 to 30, and our ultimate damage has gone from 350 to 440.
And then at the end, it says other improvements will be implemented in the very near future and we'll keep you posted. So, yeah, I don't know what that is, but we'll have to see.
Interesting.
Dude. All right, okay. So let's hit this week's blog post, buddy. A few things to go into and to pay attention to. One thing that I think is very unusual. So it's the Woman Out of Time milestone improvements. Wait on a minute. We need to do the blog post, the actual blog post first, don't we? And then, so it's Friday the 13th. That's right. Here we go. Okay, so they've basically made things a little bit easier to accomplish. This week's blog post: Super Patriot events, Woman Out of Time. So, stepping out of a portal on January 18th is the Woman Out of Time event. This is a great opportunity to grab Captain Carter character shards. Easy for you to say. Super Patriot progress and other progress to create an army of super soldiers. Here's how the event works. Do you want to hit this, mate?
Yeah, so event orbs. The event features four orbs that use gold to open: the Royal Reserve Orb, Strategic Reserve Orb, Patriots Orb, and Royal Soldiers Orb. The orb contents include Gear 16 and 17 mini unique pieces, teal gear, character shards for Captain Carter, US Agent, and more. The orbs will be located in the Woman Out of Time event store tab, and each orb contains its own reward. Be sure to check out the orb contents for a specific list. That's interesting.
Yeah, so collect points towards this milestone by opening the event orbs using gold and from the British invasion and wield the shield milestone rewards. Earn Captain Carter shards, the bulletproof uniform, justice medals, and a five red star Captain America and more.
Nice.
Yeah, so and there's, like I say, they've edited some of the stuff towards the end of the event. Which rewards T2 level one ions and stuff like that.
Captain Carter shards, nice.
Yeah. So yeah, that's cool. So British invasion milestone, battling raids to earn points towards the milestone that rewards Women Out of Time milestone points and gold. So get raiding, nerds.
Lovely. Love a raid milestone.
That's it. And then do you want to hit this?
Yeah, so we've got the Wield the Shield milestone. So spend campaign energy towards this daily milestone to a Woman Out of Time milestone points and gold. Nice and easy. Spend campaign energy.
Love that.
Yeah.
And then the leaderboard. So climb the ranks of this leaderboard that rewards T2 level 5 irons. Ooh. Dark promotion credits and Captain Carter shards. So, I mean, I think the highest I've ever been in one of these was like maybe 10 to 25.
Yeah.
I think. But yeah. Interesting. So next up we've got coordinated assault. Everyone loves that. Let's see if they've changed anything. No, it's still 140,000, so that's good. T2 level 4 irons is a massive, massive deal for the game, for players. So if you're in an alliance and people aren't taking it seriously, you need to tell people to step their game up, because we need these, like, you know, they're like hen's teeth.
Then we got the nuclear garrison gamma event, or milestones. So drop bombs enemies on January 20th at 1 o'clock with the nuclear garrison. The next quick rumble where feature trait will be gamma. Along with quick rumble rewards, nuclear garrison will reward justice medals, blitz credits, ability materials. Accelerate your progress through the milestone by winning the characters who possess the feature trait at 3 stars. 5 stars go even faster, and character at 7 stars go even faster than that.
Beautiful. So yeah, we love a we love a cheeky special blitz, don't we? So
I love a quick rumble when my team's high level. Like,
yeah,
there's a lot, two of them at 7, two of them at 6, and one of them, poor old Braun, still sucking it at 3. But the rest of the team are pretty high, so I'll blitz through that pretty quickly.
That's it. All right, so next up is the War Saga. So the journey to confront Apocalypse enters the next stage on January 17th. Oh, wicked, that's soon. With the premiere of the War Saga. So available permanently in the Epic Campaign section, the War Saga is where you'll lead Red Hulk and his 4 Gamma teammates through missions to reap powerful rewards from Apocalypse that will fully transform Red Hulk into his Horseman of War. The rewards are awakened ability materials, Red Hulk's war costume, T2 level 5 ISO 8 irons and crystals. This War Saga will have 3 difficulties, each with 5 nodes, and to unlock the next difficulty, you'll need to complete all the missions of the previous difficulty. Here are the gear tier requirements for each difficulty. So, difficulty 1 requires gear tier 13 for each character, difficulty 2 requires gear tier 15, and difficulty 3 requires gear tier 17. Do you want to cover the rewards, mate?
Yeah, so the rewards up for grabs for each difficulty. Difficulty 1, you get yourself some orange ability materials, gold and mega orbs. I think what I did pull today, actually, I pulled 50 Gambit shards out of a mega orb. Forgot about that.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was
Ooh.
Loving that. Difficulty 2 gets you Red Hulk's awakened abilities, T4 ability materials, gold, training and armory 16 orbs. And then the ever elusive difficulty 3 gets you that awesome Red Hulk's war costume, T2 level 5 ISO brawler crystals, enough for Red Hulk, and the T2 irons L1, L4, and L5 needed to raise Red Hulk from ISO 8 to class level 3 to class level 5. You'll also earn enough T2 level 5 ISO crystals for Red Hulk, T2 irons needed to raise Red Hulk and one of the character to class level 5.
As a reminder, to unlock Apocalypse, you need to complete difficulty 2 plus of all 4 Horseman sagas and receive 3 stars for all missions. I need to go back and do that. And then complete Apocalypse's saga at difficulty 2.
It's funny you say that, actually. Old friend of the show, Wardy, big brother EY, Wardy, was saying the other day that he still hasn't done Morgan Le Fay's. He hasn't 3-starred all of them. And I was just like, what? What do you mean? And he was showing me his team. And it's not bad. It's, I think, his Death Seat. Darkhold team is 800 odd K, but I was I can't remember what mine was when I did it, but it was around there. But I was like, by now you should be able to pump a few more materials into that team. Like, my Darkhold are over a mil now, so
yeah,
sure I'll be able to get there.
Yeah, no, easy. All right, so next up, character availability. Nemesis is going to all of the usual orbs and places like that. And you'll be able to, and then the Elite Store update, you'll be able to add even more power to your rebirth team. With a US agent entering the Elite Store in the near future, which is good because I pulled 2 stars on him, or 3 stars, so I need to get him up for soon. Do you want to cover the old Friday free claim, mate?
Yeah, so swing by the web to grab 5 free Agent Venom shards, getting you closer to unlocking the symbiote super soldier. You can find more on the Symbiote Soldier Orbs. There's also 7,500 Justice Medals to earn your progress towards the Super Patriot January month-long event. So I'll be on look, US Agent. And while this free claim will only be available for 24 hours, keep an eye out for more free claims every day on the web.
Interesting. Right. So finishing up, we have got weekly events. So the Time Traveler Blitz, Ghost Spider character shards. I mean, if you don't have Ghost Spider at 7 stars, like, I mean,
they loved hammering us with Ghost Spider shards at one stage, didn't they? So I swear everything we did got us Ghost Spider shards.
She was in the raid milestones, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Crazy. There hasn't been a character since her, actually. So next up, we've got Unite the Kingdoms. So Black Bolt character shards, 5 Asgardian characters at a minimum of 5 stars to unlock him. There's a video on our channel, youtube.com/4playuk.
Yeah, and then we've also got the Gamma Quick Rumble, which is on January 20th. Gets you Blitz Orbs Gold, Legacy Orbs, Basic Catalyst, and Raid Health Packs, and you need a bit of Gamma for that.
Yeah, and then next up we've got XP Throttle, so requiring, Commanders level 61 plus, double XP for you in campaign nodes.
I swear that's on 24/7 at the minute as well. I swear that's just constant double XP at the minute.
Yeah. Interesting. So just to finish up. Okay, so the last thing, Woman Out of Time milestone. There's been feedback regarding the difficulty to each milestone, 36 in the Woman Out of Time milestones. The team has adjusted this event by lowering the leader points to reach 36 and 37. Special offers, brilliant. So the center pillar, it's just basic changes, isn't it, by the look of it?
Yeah, it looks like, again, probably they released all this and then either decided to test it after the fact. I got feedback that it was overly unachievable, even for Wales. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. We'll have to see how that works out, I guess.
Indeed.
Right, man. I think that's pretty much it. Have you got anything else you want to talk about? Are you happy?
No, mate. Yeah, I'm excited for Apocalypse. Going to be good to see confirmation of that kit and his all his other stuff. So, yeah, look forward to it.
Yeah, man, that's it. And like we say, big shout out to Torna for helping us out with that. And like, you know, we'll tag him in everything. And yeah, go over and check out his channel if you haven't already.
Lovely stuff.
Okay, guys, please remember to rate and view this podcast however you consume it. And please do not forget to follow or subscribe. Remember, all of our roads lead to youtube.com/4playuk. If you want to ask us a question for next week, please drop it down in the YouTube comments below. There's a link in the description if you're listening. And thank you very much for checking this out, and we will catch you next week. Diggs, got anything else you want to say?
No, I'll see you next week.
Nice one. Thanks a lot, and good luck, Commanders. Boom.